So I got JW's phone number here, and Jeff found the top ways to get out of a speeding ticket.
Six tricks to avoid speeding tickets. I'll go through a couple that don't have to deal with actual officer interaction. One is make sure that your car says that I'm law-abiding. Like, don't have a bunch of beer cans on the floorboard of the car, or just a messy car in general. Make sure your car is clean. If your car is clean, then you come across on first impression, you know, psychology-wise, as somebody who got their S together.
Right.
If your car is clean. So keep your car clean if you're a speeder.
Because, otherwise they look down.
That's why I set the cruise control at 67, because my car is always dirty.
Yeah, he's
8-0-5.
All right. He's on vacation.
Can't give out a cop's phone.
He's on vacation. So I'm going to ask you, if you were a police officer, how you would treat these different situations.
Okay? All right, let's do it.
Okay. Now, the very first one, from according to Reader's Digest, says, if you're driving down the road a little faster than you think you are, or, you know, you're driving down the road and you see a police officer hiding behind the shrubs, and you're like, oh, and you look down at your speedometer and you go like 82 or something like that.
You're speeding.
You know what they say the first thing you're supposed to do is?
Hit your brakes.
New.
Lay off the gas.
You're supposed to hit your brakes, but you're also supposed to do something else while that's more important than hitting your brakes.
That is downshift.
No. Wave to the police officer.
Wave?
I'm not doing that, okay? Yeah, they say, okay, so they say,
so it's not like,
he
don't,
will either
don't
think
me.
That you know that he knows you and wave back, or he will think that you're acknowledging that you're driving too fast and that's your way of letting him know that you're gonna slow down.
That's brilliant.
Either way, you drastically reduce your chance of getting a ticket, according to the people at Reader's Digest.
Who wants to try this today? You wave. Well, if they're hiding, though, like, you know, there's one hiding spot they do, and it's southbound.
Southbound 101?
Southbound 101 at Avila Beach
Base
Drive.
Base of the grade?
San Luis Bay Drive. Oh, okay. San Luis Bay Drive, the on-ramp to go south towards Shell Beach.
They do that, yeah.
They hide up there. And I always know to make sure to check my speed and slow down if I have to, right as I go under that overpass. Mm-hmm. And then you look in the rearview mirror and you're like, there you are. You can't wave at that guy.
Why not?
So you're kind of screwed. Well, I guess you can put your hand out the window.
Say, I see you.
Just tap your brakes and wave your hand. Maybe it'll work.
Flash the lights?
Like, oh, yeah, I saw you. I was just waving you. I'm sorry. I just realized I was going a little fast and I was trying to slow down and do the right thing. It was my bad. Maybe they'll say, okay, well, you know what? I saw that. I'll give you a warning.
So the access road to my house is right by a CHP, and it's the only way they can get on the freeway is by going down that access road. So they are always driving down there. And one day I decided, you know what? I appreciate everything CHP does. I'll give the guy a wave as I'm passing by him. And he shot me this look like, what the hell are you waving at me for?
Like, he probably said, do I know that guy? He was probably looking like, do I know him?
I was just like, I just gave him
because most people don't wave at cops.
Nod and a wave, and then he just looked at me.
I'm like, loving it. I think that's a great idea. Just give him a little wave, make sure you're safe, hit your brakes, slow down.
Next one is pretty obvious. Don't say that, I'm sorry I was speeding, because then you're implicating that you are guilty.
What are you supposed
and
to say?
If you go to court with it, what you're supposed to say is a non-committal response, like, I see when they say.
Well, what
do you know that you were speeding? You're supposed to say, I see, or I thought I was going with the flow of the traffic. Don't say, what's the problem, officer, when they come up, because that's confrontational immediately.
I see.
And I see. I see what you did there. I see.
So, okay, that makes sense.
And instead of saying, what's the problem, officer, when they come walking up,
see, I admitted
the third thing that you do is you say, how's your day going?
When I was doing 90 and a 65, I admitted it. I said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, you know what? It's just that, you know, those guys pulled in the left lane and they were going below the speed limit. I was just trying to get around them. And by the time I just passed them, you had caught me. He goes, well, you still can't speed to pass somebody. And I'm like, oh.
There was an officer on Reddit that was saying, treating a police officer like a human is a good way to get her to treat you the same way. A lot of the time when people make small talk and have somewhat of a conversation, it humanizes the people we're dealing with, and it makes it harder for us to give somebody a ticket. So
it makes it easier for them to go, how about a warning?
What kind of small talk are you going to make with the police officer?
Oh, how are you doing today, officer? You being safe?
According to that officer and Reader's Digest, that is what you're supposed to. How's your day going today? You're supposed to ask them that.
What'd you have for lunch?
But the problem is they ask you that when they come walking up.
Let me ask you a personal question. Are you married? Do you have kids?
So, did you catch that episode of America's Got Talent last night? What do you think?
Can you post this?
Yeah, I can. There are other things here, including asking the officer outright to consider giving you a warning. Could you just consider giving me a warning on this?
Oh, my dad was great.
In many cases, warnings count towards the department's ticket quota, and if you're polite, don't admit guilt, you may be able to walk away with a slap on the wrist as long as you've done those things up until the point where it comes down to pen meeting paper. Would you consider giving me a warning on this one? I wish I would have done this with the guy that gave me the stop sign ticket.
He's actually on the line now.
This vacation must suck. He's calling us on his last
been
thing.
On vacation for a
you
while.
You call me on vacation, dude. Last thing I'm doing is returning that call.
So, anyways, so JW, we wanted to run a few of these past you and see if this is how you would respond. Cool.
All right, let's go. Go ahead.
All right, so we just kind of covered it, but Jeff will go through.
Now,
quick.
I'm gonna run through them. Okay. Say you're sitting in a speed trap, even though I know you guys don't do those. But you're
illegal.
Sure. if you're sitting on the side of the road and I come hauling ass past you, and I realize it, and then I look at you and I give you a wave. Now, granted, I know you, so that's probably why you would think I'd be waving at you. But would you be less likely to give me a ticket if I give you a wave or pull me over because then I'm acknowledging the fact that I know that I'm speeding and I'm probably going to slow down?
No.
Okay.
No. I thought that was a good one. Hey, sorry, I know one. I'm speeding.
It's always best to be polite and courteous on both ends, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it might be might help you maybe, you know, get a smaller ticket or a less expensive ticket maybe than what you may have gotten, or it may get you out of the ticket altogether, being polite and courteous.
Let me ask this question,
Jeff.
Driving by and
giving the number one salute or, you know, keeping going
yeah.
definitely would probably not help. But
so how often do you walk up to a car and somebody says, "So, officer, what's the problem?" Does that ever happen?
Maybe very, very, not very often.
Oh, okay.
Does that put you in a bad mood right away? Is that confrontational?
No.
That's what this article says.
This says, like, if you were to choose two phrases that you want to hear out of my mouth when you're pulling me over, first one being, "How's your day going?" Or the second one being, "What's the problem, officer?" Which one would you rather hear?
How's your day going?
Okay.
All right.
That doesn't seem a little Eddie Haskell-ish. Because to me,
it depends on how it's given, you know?
But, I mean, do you really think anybody cares how your day is going? At that point, if I'm in your huge shoes, because you wear really big shoes, if I'm in your shoes and I come walking up to somebody's car and they're like, "Hey, how's your day going?" I'm thinking Eddie Haskell all the way.
Probably just depends how it's delivered, like I said. If it's delivered like Eddie Haskell, then yeah, it's going to be like, yeah, a little smart aleck.
But how can you come across as genuine in that situation?
Well, you only gave me two choices. The other one is extremely, you know, condescending, or could be, because you probably know why you're getting pulled over most of the time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, if you pass you know, somebody and you're doing something wrong and you wave to try to get out of it, and then you say, "Hey, what's the problem?" Well, you know what the problem is.
Well, I'm saying I'm taking
that's like
the waving.
Jeremy when he got pulled over for 90. He knew what the problem was.
I even told him that was my problem. I said, "Yeah, I know I got to do a 90, but you know,
I'm taking the waving out of the situation at that point."
Yeah.
If I've already waved.
Well, yeah,
if you
drive by and nod, or, you know, are you, you know, you're like, "Hey, I messed up." Will you get pulled over? Yeah, you know, more than likely.
Have you ever asked?
Would that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
But that might ease, like I said, it would more than likely for me either, it's going to, you know, maybe get you a warning depending on how fast you're going, or B, it's going to, it could lessen the fine of the citation given, you know,
right?
Because you understand, hey, I screwed up.
Have you ever had somebody ask you to give them with a warning, just to give them a warning instead?
Oh yeah, a lot.
How likely are you to grant that request? Just depending on the situation, or
Yeah, depending on the situation, depending on how they acted, depending on what was done, and depending on how they ask. You know, if it's something like, you know, it just depends on.
Has anybody ever changed your mind by asking that question?
By asking a question, yes. By telling me what I need to do, no.
Okay. So nobody likes that.
If they said, "Would you consider just giving me a warning? I do this wrong all the time."
I've had people that, you know, I was going to write a ticket to or started to, and we start talking, and you find out that they're going through something difficult in their life, and you know, maybe this giving them a warning is the best thing for them at that point in time, and. That's I've done that a countless amount of times because you don't want talking about an infraction that maybe by giving them a warning you might help their day out instead of saying hey what I know you're going through stuff but screw you here's a ticket anyway for me it's better to listen to somebody and if they have something seriously going wrong in their life a warning's probably the best thing for them at that time and say hey this is what's going on this is why I'm doing this and be careful and.
I think
if you see him 10 minutes later doing the same thing, then you know that didn't work.
JW is with us. He's going to join us next week. He is a CHP officer, and when he comes back from his vacation, you'll come see us, right?
You bet. Well, I'll be back on Tuesday, so maybe Wednesday or something. I'll give you a call Tuesday. I'll come in.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Hope
you'll have some good stuff going on. And,
together
because I haven't seen you in a while.
I missed beating you in arm wrestling. Here's the thing.
Well, I'm down here in Texas. I've been to Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas.
How many tickets have you got?
And the humidity is definitely a lot different than from home. So it'd be good to get off the plane and feel some cool fresh air, and then come see you two, knucklehead.
One quick question that was covered in the article as well is they say to make sure that your car is law abiding, meaning that it looks law abiding, that it's clean, decluttered, free of bumper stickers that are
Have black window tint,
like no NWA bumper stickers on there. That would probably be a bad.
Well, we've talked about that before. As far as make sure if you make sure all your lights are working, your car's in good mechanical condition, so you don't get pulled over for a mechanical violation. Mm-hmm. Then if your car is cluttered and nasty and dirty and it's they're going to look around to see, why you got paraphernalia. Okay. What do you got going on here?
Yeah. Okay. So there is some profiling on somebody's cleanliness.
That's not profiling. That's just looking around because if it's clean,
you
can tell there's no weapons, right?
Damn it.
If it's nasty and dirty and you got stuff everywhere, you're going to be looking around for things.
I'm sorry. I know. I did not mean to imply that.
Sorry,
you're
Jeff
profiling.
Used the P word, man. Come on.
Yeah, he used the P word, and we can't do that.
Cleanliness profiling.
So, bottom line is just because you see the light, just because you're getting pulled over, doesn't mean you're going to get a ticket. So go into it with a positive attitude.
Oh yeah, I know getting a ticket sucks, but I bet you probably close to 50% of the stops that we make people get warnings.
Hey, why
probably
do you guys
close to 50%?
Why do you guys always touch the taillight when you walk up to a car?
A lot of that is just because you don't want to look down, but you want to feel where the car is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to look around and make sure there's nothing's going on in the car, but you want to feel where you are on the car.
Okay. Oh, I always heard it was because if you got kidnapped, there was a fingerprint. Your fingerprint was on the car, so if they found the car, they would know that it was you.
No.
No, that's not it. Okay.
I like that answer better, but that's fine. All right, JW.
You just want to feel where it's at. All right, I'll see you next week.
We'll
catch up.
Thanks for taking time out of your vacation.
All right, guys, take care.
You should get double time pay for that conversation, because that was huge public service stuff that he was giving.
I think that was a pretty good public service.
Yeah, right. I mean that's what they do. So be nice to them.
Jeff and Jeremy in the morning.